It's Marketplace Tech for Tuesday the 20th. I'm David Brancaccio in New York. We're told the secret of humor is timing. So is the secret of rolling out the Thanksgiving meal, if I'm not missing my guess. Today's the day for planning the complicated logistics. A food and recipe website has been running scenarios for the holiday eating extravaganza and has a piece of software that could be a guide to make sure everything gets ready on time. Jane Goldman is the vice president of Chow.com, and the app is called the Thanksgiving Dinner Coach.
How do you get everything to the table at the same time? Even the pros just cower in the face of Thanksgiving. We take all the dishes that you're going to make and we collate all the steps so that starting from the week before, we will tell you what to do day by day and hour by hour so that when the Thanksgiving meal comes, everything is there, ready, warm, and beautiful.
Partnering with digital developers in New York, Goldman's crowd did flowcharts of the various recipe permutations so that an iPhone or iPad can be your supportive sous chef all week. When does the bird go in? When should you be whipping those potatoes?
It tells you step by step. It tells you go here, go there. You can start cooking, and then it also, one of the things I love is it's also encouraging. Like, I'm looking at Wednesday, and our little comment that came up says, you are so on top of your game right now.
Oh, calming encouragement is a useful feature for an app that could be beeping at you every 10 minutes or so. If only it would tell you when to tell Uncle Zach to quit talking politics at the table. Goldman says an Android version is in the works, but maybe for Thanksgiving 2013. Moving from technology and Thanksgiving to some basic science. Jeff Potter is author of Cooking for Geeks, Real Science, Great Hacks, and Good Food.
Turkey is a fascinating thing. Different parts of the bird have different levels of proteins, collagens, tissues. Like, turkeys weren't designed to be cooked all at once together in an oven.
There you have it. Given their intended purpose, the birds have a design flaw. One solution is cooking fake turkey. Edible tofu sculptures have more consistent densities and are less prone to raw or overcooked spots.
You can also just actually take what's normally done for things like duck legs and do it to your turkey leg, throwing it in a slow cooker and then letting it cook, you know, for 6 to 8 hours. And in the case of the turkey breast, cooking that just like you would a roast in your oven, you know, that makes it actually a lot easier to get these different variables for the different kinds of proteins in the meat to the finish line cooked just right.
He's also got a hack for whipped cream. Chill the cream and chill the bowl.
From a physical property point of view, it's really miraculous that you can take and actually whisk cream and actually have it change from a liquid to a foam. And what comes out of a can is actually structurally different than what comes out of a bowl when you whisk it. Take a whisk and beat it. It doesn't take long, maybe 90 seconds, 2 minutes. Throw a little bit of sugar, a little bit of vanilla, if you want to get fancy, a little bit of bourbon, and you can make yourself great whipped cream to go on top of whatever dessert you're serving.
Jeff Potter, author of Cooking for Geeks. And before we go, Oprah's been tweeting about her affection for the Surface, the new Microsoft tablet computer. Bought 12 already for Christmas gifts, went one tweet sent from Oprah's account. Thing is, that tweet was labeled as coming not from a Surface, but via Twitter for iPad. Zag.com noticed it first, but I only mentioned it because Oprah has about 14 million followers on Twitter, and this was the talk of the internet. I'm David Brancaccio, and that's Marketplace Tech. From APM, American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.